just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King.
Beautiful in all his ways. He is beautiful. is beautiful, beautiful in all his ways. Welcome to a great day. It is a great day. Welcome to a wonderful day. It is a wonderful day. Yes, it is. All right, it is. It is. It is. God made it. And Bible says that he daily loads us with benefits. So yeah, this day is loaded already. All right, loaded with good stuff. Really, really good stuff for two of us. Me and you. Yep. me and yous, right? All the yous out there listening in this morning. God has granted us a day of great opportunity, right? A day of advancement, a day of increase, all right? So even while there might be movement and restriction, there's no restriction on the favor of God. There is no restriction on the wisdom of God. There is no restriction on the power of God. So right where you are, God's favor is freely moving. Freely moving. God has your house address. He knows your phone number. And people are reaching out to you to bless you. All right. You are also reaching out. One thing I learned from Kenny Hagin, moments where he maybe he's low on cash or something. And then, yes, his faith is out. But he says, God, make me a blessing. God, make me a blessing. Lord, make me a blessing. Glory to God. Make me a blessing. I'm a blessing to someone today. I'm a blessing to someone today. You know, Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And all we give is not just money. We give more than money. We give love, all right? You give hope. You give faith to people. You share the word with people. You give the acts of kindness. Lord, make me a blessing. And then you need to know you are a blessing. So when he says, Lord, make me a blessing, it means opportunities, all right? You know, I'm a blessing to someone today. I'm a blessing to someone today. I'm a blessing to somebody today. So just find ways to be a blessing, all right? You can do that, okay? So while you are expecting also favor, wisdom, because the power of God is never restricted, all right? Knows no boundaries, knows no limitations. Power of God is never, ever restricted. So while you're waiting, I believe I receive X, Y, Z, you also think, okay, I'm an answer to someone else's prayer. Oh, glory to God, I'm a blessing to somebody. I'm a blessing. I'm a blessing. You might say it, you might not say, but act it. All right. For some, saying it propels it, propels us to action. It makes us do. But sometimes you've stored it up in you. Then go ahead. It's what you're going to do. All right. It's what you're going to do. It's what you're going to do. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So welcome to that great day. It's a great day for me and you. Yes, you listening to me. God has loaded today with benefits, good benefits, rich benefits. Glory to God. People are thinking about you to do you good. People are doing you good. Glory to God. Favor is yours. Power of God, the wisdom of God, the favor of God, they are not restricted. They are not on lockdown. So enjoy that favor today. Glory to God. Show someone favor to help somebody connect. Connect someone to someone that could be a blessing to them. Help somebody. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Show mercy. Show mercy to someone. Help someone receive mercy from someone else. Help somebody. Be a blessing to someone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is a great day. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So I'll leave you in the hands of Chris Tomlin for a few minutes. Good, good Father. Praise God.
Of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, our God is good. Our Father is good. Someday, whenever that someday will be, it'll be good to talk about the fatherhood of God. Yep. Well, praise God. We're dealing with the battle for attention, the fight for attention, that fight, that battle. So we'll go again to our text, our main scripture, which has been the story of Mary and Martha. Okay, so let's jump quickly to the book of Luke, chapter 10, and the 38th verse. So we've had to use the Passion Translation. So let's do that again right now, all right? Okay, so Passion Translation. Let's do that again right now, all right? So it says from 38, as Jesus and his disciples continued on their journey, they came to a village where a woman welcomed Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation he shared. Mary sat down attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation he shared. So note that, we'll be back to it. But Martha became exasperated by finishing the numerous household chores in preparation for her guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me. The Lord answered her, Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Are they really that important? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege away from her. I'll read again the response of the Lord. Martha, my dear, well, beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Are they really that important? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege away from her. One thing to note really is, it's obvious that this period of lockdown, lock-in, you know, stay at home and all, gives ample time, all right, to finish projects, to, all right, work on goals, to do a whole lot of stuff, all right? And it also gives ample time for us to spend time with the Lord. But what we're dealing with goes beyond this particular time, all right, and this particular season. What we're dealing with is that lifestyle of the believer. When things get back to normal, what do? When things get back to normal, when you go back to your 9 to 5, or maybe it's 6 till 10, you know, what would you do? How would you handle stuff? And this is it. All right, because our relationship with the Lord easily gets choked by very many things that seem legitimate. All right, it seems very legitimate. So things get so. I'm encouraging us, and I believe that's what the Lord is saying. Plan this. Yes, you could use this period to achieve a whole lot. Pray about a whole lot, get answers to things you've never been able to get answered to, and a whole lot of that. But begin to restructure your time of fellowship with Him into your schedule. Begin to restructure back into your schedule, please. All right, begin to work it back. So when things resume, okay, so maybe your drive time to work or your commute, all right, to work. Oh, I'll do this at this point. Okay, I'll do that on my way back from work. I don't have to, all right, talk all the way back. I don't have to. Just you're building something, moments. Like I keep saying, those moments you could knock out, lock out. Those moments, you know, you might need to really plan for that. So Jesus said again to Martha, "Why are you troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Are they really that important?" So we now are the ones that will scale. Okay, at this point, what's important? At this point, what is not important? At this point, what is? At this point. So you sit back, and I know we have an idea of goal setting. So sit back, look at it. My time with the Lord, how important is it? You know, the more time we spend with Him, like it happened to Martha, the more revelations we pull from Him. We pull revelations from Him, and these go on now to impact our lives. All right. The sharper you are, spiritually speaking, the clearer you make decisions, you know. And I don't just mean, you got promoted because you're the smartest guy at work. I'm talking about, yeah, being the smartest guy at work, which, you know, an unbeliever could also have. But then there's a trip at the office that would not go well, and you know by the Spirit. So I'm not just talking about natural smartness or business acumen. I mean you now being sensitive to the leadings, to the directions of the Holy Ghost. It's in the moments of interactions, the moments of fellowship with Him, that we develop this, using business or everyday language, spiritual skill sets. Not because it's a skill set, but I mean, but every child of God, all right, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It is of utmost importance to learn to be led. It is of utmost importance to sharpen your ability to hear, because you can hear from God if you're born again. All right, it's of utmost importance. But one of the things that will help us do that is this attitude of, you know, learning to spend time with Him. Okay, so verse 39 again, all right, ends by saying, Mary sat down attentively before the Master, absorbing every revelation He shared. So note that she sat down, number one, attentively, and right there she was doing number two, absorbing. What was she absorbing? Number three, revelation. So she sat down attentively, attentive, number one. Number two, absorbing. What was she absorbing? Number three, revelation. So there are things that come from the Lord, things, revelations, all right, insights, all right, transformative stuff, if I could say that, that come from Him. But the key to it is be attentive and then absorb them. Now, how do I find the Lord? Where? Please, anybody knows where He is? Is Martha still available somewhere? Where can I go? I want to sit at His feet. Okay, so you know the Lord physically isn't here, but the Lord is here in His Word. John chapter 1 verse 1, you know it. Says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right? And then verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So Jesus on the earth represents the living Word, all right? But we still have the written Word, okay? We have the written Word of God. So how do I sit at His feet? I come to the Word. And then maybe you say, but I read the word again and again. Yes, please note the three things we pointed out. Number one, she was attentive. Number two, she absorbed. What did she absorb? Number three, revelations. So the word is filled with revelations. We just need to be attentive to absorb them. The word is filled with revelations. We must be attentive to absorb them. The word is filled with revelations. We must be attentive to absorb them. All right, Psalm 119 says the entrance of your word gives light. Not the reading of the word, not the hearing of the word, not the quoting of the word, but the entrance of the word. But the word would not enter if it's not read, if it's not quoted, if it's not heard. You got that? All right, so let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. You know, very, very, very interesting portion of the Bible in Proverbs 4. Well, we've mentioned it, you know, a few times this week. So Proverbs 4, from the 20th verse of Proverbs 4. Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20. All right? It clearly says, my son, give attention. What was Martha doing? She sat attentively. I mean, Mary rather, excuse me. All right? Mary was attentive. So here we see, my son, give attention. Pay attention. You know that communicates focus, attention, attention. All eyes on me. Attention. All ears on me. Attention. I've got something to say. I've got revelation to communicate to you. All ears on me. All eyes on me. Give me your attention. To my son, give attention to my words. Attention. Incline your ear. To incline means to tilt, to bend in a direction. All right, that means there are many voices coming at you, many voices coming your way, but you tilt, you bend your ear to the direction of the sayings of the word. Pay attention, undivided attention, because we're about to draw. Don't forget, Mary, three things: attention, absorb, revelation. Attention, absorb, revelation. Maybe we'll form a sentence from that. Undivided attention helps us to absorb the revelations from the Lord. Undivided attention helps us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, great statement. Not like I thought about it. I mean, it's the Lord. All right. You got that, right? Okay, so I believe the Lord will have us do that. So he gave that to us just now. Amen. All right. So undivided attention. Or you could structure it other ways. And yeah, share. Share how else it came to you, all right? Share how else it came to you. You could write it here or send it, you know, some other way, okay? Praise God. You know, so glory to God. And please, yeah, I need to say that you could download the app. That's the speaker app, the podcast app, all right? But let's go. Now, so undivided attention, all right, helps us to absorb revelation, because you've got to absorb the revelation. How do you do that? Undivided attention. Okay. It could be 10 minutes. It could be 3 minutes. It could be 15 minutes. It could be 45 minutes. But let's build. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear. Tilt it to what I'm saying. Do not let my words depart from your eyes. Okay? Keep them in the midst of your heart. So in this place, we see gates. All right? But two major gates here. All right? We see the ear gate. We see the eye gate. All right? We don't see the other gate, which is the mouth gate. But for it to get to your ears, your mouth would have had to speak them forth, or someone else's mouth would have had to speak them forth. You find in Joshua chapter 1, we see this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. So we see the mouth gate. All right, why are they gates? All right, we need to get the word into your heart. How would the word get into your heart? Through what you see. You see, you see, you see, you see, you see. Through what you hear. You hear, you hear, you hear, you hear, you hear. Through what you say, okay? Your ears are entrances, all right, to the mind, and the mind is a doorway to the heart, all right? Well, the mind is key. The mind and your spirit, your core in there. Now, so what about what you say? Yeah, because what you say goes back to what you hear, all right? You hear it, so it goes back into you. So you have to watch what you say, watch what you see, watch what you hear. These are gates. Why? Because a word needs to, don't forget Psalm 119, it's the entrance of the word. So it needs to enter. Not the quoting, not the reading, not the hearing, but the quoting, the reading, the hearing, they help the word to enter. Where is the word entering? The heart. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes, but keep my words in the midst of your heart. 22 says, for they are life to those who find them, health to all their flesh. How do we find it? When it locks into your heart. So you might quote it, say it, hear it. And then it locks in. There's a dear woman of God that lived, you know, quite some time back, Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans, you know, and that Hagin always made reference to her. She was a medical doctor, got herself, you know, high on certain drugs, which she needed, first of all, for, you know, certain things. And then she got hooked on it, addicted, you know, then she got healed. All right. So she over time had this healing home. So anytime people fell, you know, well, anytime the doctors couldn't deal with the matter anymore. All right. And people are giving up on to die. She takes them to her home, right? Herself and her sister purchased the home. And then what she says is, listen, as long as you're awake, Matthew 8:17. So what does that say? Matthew 8:17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, carried our sickness. So every day she said, say, you know, so she's had people brought in on stretchers, and 2 days later they were up. 2 days. All they kept on saying, all right, was the word. So you find that in our own case, there's too much distraction. So I speak the word 20 minutes or 10 minutes and then many other things throughout the day. No, but you can keep the word in your heart even on a journey. You can keep the word in your heart even while at work. You can. It doesn't stop the work. It just stops you from being involved in idle conversations. Just stops you from being involved, you know, with you know, just listening to gist and news at the office, and doesn't stop the work. No, you do your work. Face your work. But you could talk the word, and then you find out that when you now have more time, more free time at work, during break, you know, you're closed, then you can, hey, do more. But you can. It doesn't stop your work itself. All right. So, you know, so Dr. Yeomans had seen these results again and again, to a point where she began to conclude that if you could talk the word for about 10,000 times, it should find its way into your heart. About 10,000 times. All right, so by stripes I'm healed. By stripes I'm healed. By stripes I'm healed. By stripes I'm healed. Question is, how many of that would you be able to get, you know, without trying to rush it like you're trying to beat time? But how many of that would you be able to get, you know, in what now? 1 minute? So how many of that would you be able to get in 10 minutes? How many of that would you be able to get in 15 minutes? So let's say you now do your 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes midday, 10 minutes later, and then 10 minutes at night, because, you know, which I've had to, you know, do for a few times. I say, okay, you know, let's do that. What verse do we pick? By stripes I'm healed. All right. So we're going to say it together. Okay. So just say it with me, and then I'll tell you when we're going to stop. So are you ready? 2 seconds left. 1 second left. Stop. By stripes I'm healed. 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 I'm healed by stripes. I'm healed by stripes. By stripes I am healed. I'm healed by stripes. By stripes I'm healed. I'm healed by stripes. By stripes I'm healed. By stripes of Jesus I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Oh, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Stop. All right. So how long do you think that was? Like 2 minutes or something? Nah, that was okay. So that's started from here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 seconds. Ah, I thought it was longer than that. No, by the time we do like a minute of that, you think you've done like 3 minutes of it. So what do I do? This thing could be boring. This thing could be boring. You need to oftentimes remind yourself of what the benefits of meditation are. All right, it says this book of the law will not depart. All right, you will meditate there and day and night. You will make your way prosperous if you do this. That means if I do this and I do it well, this is what will happen to me. Yeah, wow, okay. Because even sometimes we've said before, these things slip away from even those of us that know it. All right, so you remind yourself, okay? Because you've got to say the word and say the word. So Dr. Yeomans came up with that, you know, from what she's observed, that it seems as if people can speak the word. Now, it has to be done with undivided attention. Not speak the word and chew gum. Not speak the word and look around. Not speak the word and... in these people's cases, that's all they had left. All right? No medication was going to work. Nothing was going to work. Nothing. I mean, some people are brought in screaming. I mean, they're in pain and they are going to die. Nobody can help them. Doctors have said, we can't help you. And then she says, listen, this is what you need to do. Speak the word. She said, when they get to say it like it's out 10,000 times, it seems that's when it gets registered in the heart. She must have had a whole lot of people, which she did have, and then found an average amount of time it seems this thing works. Point is, it is not in just the saying. But you say it long enough till it fully registers. It registers. It registers. When the words of your mouth, you write this thing heavy on the tables of your heart. So he says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. This, it requires attention. Okay? It requires attention. Don't forget, attention, absorb. All right? And then revelation. So how do we say it? We said what? Undivided attention. All right? Allows us to what? Absorb. Right? And then through absorbing, we do what now? Gain revelation. I know I said it. Well, something that sounded like that. I'll play back and get back myself too. But like I said, whichever way it came to you, but through undivided attention, we're able to absorb the revelations. All right? Think, you know, that. Now, so this is pretty much important because 2 Corinthians tells us, all right? 2 Corinthians tells us in chapter 3, verse 18, that we all with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, were changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We all, you know, unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, were changed. So it's that undivided attention. I keep looking into the mirror. 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 I'm looking and I'm being changed. Undivided attention allows us, helps us to absorb the mighty revelations. Undivided attention allows us. So plot your time, plot your graph, and I'll be here with you again tomorrow morning. Praise God. Have a very, very, very great day.
Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our